Political and religious leaders are being called upon to urgently lead a crusade to realize a vision that says Ghana has been chosen as the second Israel. A spiritual directive from a 71-year-old man who claims to be endowed with the gift of vision for decades said God has consistently and repeatedly revealed to him that after several political transitions, Ghana qualifies to be the second Israel with its leader Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. At a media encounter in Accra, Alex Odro gave some insight into what he says is the mystery behind the 2012 and 2016 elections. Rita Mpabin Tete reports.
The encounter was characterized by biblical stories, preachings, and spiritual admonitions. The presentation was a bit abstract, especially in areas of similarities between the first Israel and the second Israel. According to Mr. Alex Odro, the three leadership transitions in the Bible from Moses, John the Baptist, and Jesus Christ the Messiah represents the first Israel. In the case of Ghana, which is supposed to be the second Israel, has had the era of Nkrumah, who is likened to Moses, John the Baptist, likened to the four Johns, John Rawlings, John Adekum Kufo, John Atamills, and John Mahama. The era of the Messiah for the second Israel, according to Mr. Odro, is the president-elect Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo.
The first time I heard, Moses was on strawway to study the oppressor and free his people. Now, Kwame Nkrumah was on strawway to study the oppressor and free his people. When Moses freed his people, he made a mistake along the line, and God told him, you'll never get to the land of Cana to have any property. After Kwame Nkrumah has freed this country, but God told him, you'll see Ghana, but you'll never get there to have any property. Kwame Nkrumah doesn't have any property. And then he told Moses, the Israelites, when Moses died, you mourn and mourn and mourn, but you'll never see his dead body. Kwame Nkrumah, the same thing. When you die, Ghanaians will mourn and mourn and mourn, you'll never see Kwame Nkrumah's dead body. It's a photocopy of what is happening. So, after Moses freed the people, the Israelites became sinful. So, John the Baptist was sent to go and preach about repentance. When he preached the repentance, finally, he has to die in the palace. When you come here, Ghanaians were so stubborn. He sent the first John with guns, if we can quickly repent. We didn't. He sent the second John, John Kufuor, with sword voice. We didn't listen. He has to send the third John, which is John Atamills, to preach the real repentance to the people. John Atamills was crying from border to border. We didn't listen. And he has to die in the palace. So he has to send the fourth John, this John Mahama, to come and complete all the John's job. John Mahama has done a marvelous job, and he has completed the John's job. It's not a prophecy, as you see here. It's not a miracle. It's a reality which is happening.
Mr. Odro called on Ghanaians to support Nana Akufo-Addo and his government to make Ghana realize the plans of God for the country. Rita Mpabin Tete reporting for Radio Ghana.